I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome in hour number two. A whole lot more to talk about here on a Saturday morning. Let me get to our text board. I got this question earlier on. Someone wanted to know, is there a size and or creel limit for catfish in Lake Salvador / Bayou Piro area? That is Bayou Piro around the Lafitte area. All right, here's the deal on catfish. They identify three different species of catfish in Louisiana. Channel cat, that's the one with the spots, kind of like a speckled trout. Blue cat, which is probably the most common, that's around the Mississippi River. And then you have the flathead, also known as a goujon or tabby cat. They're kind of a greenish color, and their colors will vary with the water color. Some of these catfish are all really dark looking. Anyway, on each one, there's a different minimum size. On the channel cat, 11 inches. On the blue cat, 12 inches. And on the flathead, it's 14 inches. Now, your limit is 100 catfish per person of any of those makeup. You could have 50 of one and 25 of another and 25 of the other. Now, you're also, and this is where it gets a little hairy, you can also keep 25 fish total of species, just like your 100 limit, that are under that size. In other words, if you like a lot of people, and I've done it, you catch those little 10-inch, 9-10-inch channel cats and blue cat, they are very good. In fact, a lot of the restaurants prefer to serve those because they might have a much more delicate flavor. You can keep 25 total that are under those minimum size. So again, that's 11 on the channel, 12 on the blue, 14 on a flathead, 100 total, and 25 can be undersize of your 100. So there you go. Hope you got all that down. All right, we got some more texts coming in. This one is good luck to Al and all the guys headed to Catfish Lake, waiting for the coming front, and it's going to make the minimalist fun as usual. Thanks for the show and a happy birthday wish. That's from my friend, the Lafayette Yacker. All right, we have a waiting at camp in Pecan Island for the fog to lift. Been there, done that. Saw zero ducks driving down yesterday, maybe tomorrow. Well, hopefully they'll be ahead of this front, which would probably put them in the best position today. Someone wants a repeat on the Lake Buff area. Yeah, Lake Buff is producing some sockeye, one of our callers. And if you're fishing in the clean water, you want to use the red and green. If you're fishing in stained water, the blue and white, that's the little tube jigs. And you want to concentrate on the points and also on the little deeper drop-offs on those canals off of Lake Buff. I fished there with the Crappie Psychic. That's one of his favorite places. And, of course, he's got a whole different system, and you can check out how he rigs up on the Crappie Psychic's website. All right, rainbow trout coming to ponds near you, 2,300 pounds of them. They're going to be put in on Tuesday. And here's the locations. In Jennings, it'll be at the Oil and Gas Park. That's 500 pounds will go in there at 5 o'clock in the morning. In Youngsville, at Southside Regional Park, 200 pounds at 7:30. Girard Park, and we went and did a TV feature at Girard Park in Lafayette, and putting 200 pounds in at 9 a.m. And I got to tell you, as soon as those fish hit the water, they started biting. I actually witnessed it firsthand. Brex, Burbank Park in Baton Rouge, 400 pounds go in there at 11. The Sidney Hutchinson Park in Walker, 200 pounds there. They'll be put in at 12:30. Zamurri Park, a popular place right there in downtown Hammond, 300 pounds. They'll be introduced at 2 o'clock and then at 4:30. If you're wondering about these times, it's the same truck, and it's making all these stops and drop-offs. Joe Brown Park in New Orleans, Reed Road, that's out towards New Orleans East, 4:30. This will be combined with an already 2,100 pounds that were put in ponds, so that will make a total of over 4,000 pounds. Think about rainbow trout in Louisiana. You got to catch them during the cooler months in the spring, because once the water heats up, they can't survive the warm temperatures, and they perish anyway. So they're fun. They're exciting to catch. Don't forget, if you are of age of having to have a license, you do need it. But all those areas are free, open to the public, and they've all been checked for criteria to meet. You know, they've got handicapped areas, and they've got enough restrooms, and you're not going to find bait shops and that kind of thing. So bring everything you need. My recommendation for rainbow trout, MEPS, the little mini spoons and spinner blades. If you want to fish bait, corn, regular corn kernels can work, live worms. Berkeley makes some of those little crappie nibbles, the little bites. If you can find those or dye them in red. I've caught a lot of rainbow trout in Alaska fishing for salmon using the salmon eggs. And, I mean, they're ferocious little biters on those. So, anyway, that's some tips. If you've got a tip to share with our listeners who are planning to go out and catch some of those rainbows, let us know. 870-870. That's our text message line right here. All right, by the way, you can't sell photographs. A lot of you try to send pictures. We can't accept them there. But any message you got, be good. You can use my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com, the contact button in the email. You can attach pictures there. All right, coming back after this, it's time for our fishing report with our buddy Mike Gallo. Find out what he's been doing over there in the Slidell and Chef areas. It's wintertime, but it doesn't seem like winter this week anyway. But it's coming. We're back right after this. And each week we get a report on the eastern portion of Louisiana, right there where it kind of joins Mississippi, out of Salt Bayou area. Mike Gallo's Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. His fishing report's a presentation of Seato. They'll drop you fuel whenever, wherever you need it, tow you in 24/7, jump start you for electrical problems, and what you're getting is peace of mind knowing that rescue is just one call away. All that for $179 for a whole year. I strongly urge everyone, please become a member. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. He'll sign you up also at Seato.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. Mike, how did you fare out this week with this summertime temperatures? One day it hit 80, man. That was incredible.
Yeah, the fog was obviously a navigational hazard. You had to go slow and steady and sort of stay close to the shoreline where you had a reference as to where you were. But the fish didn't seem to mind a bit. Had a couple of trips this week. Actually caught some speckled trout in Lake Pontchartrain by the bridges, as well as some of the other grass beds along the North Shore, all produced fish. Not any big numbers of fish. They're kind of scattered out because the water temperatures are a little warm for this time of year. Also had a trip over towards the Pearl River area where we got into a good mess of redfish and caught quite a few of those along with some undersized redfish mixed in, which, as you know, at the time is a bit of a nuisance. It cuts down on how much bait you have, but it's good for the future. We can see there's still plenty of smaller redfish that'll obviously grow into harvestable size later.
You know, a lot of people are going to be interested in those trout that you picked up along the bridges there in Pontchartrain. Very, very popular spot, and it has really been off, well, due to a lot of reasons. One, the double openings of the Bonnie Carey Spillway. What technique are you using? Did you go back to the old troll motor, piling to piling, flip and bounce off the bottom, or were you using drop shot and live bait? How did you fish them?
Actually, we used the trolling motor and the plastics until we, you know, got a couple of bites, and then anchored and used a slip cork. So I had clients throwing the slip cork about 9 feet down, and you know, if I wasn't busy with the clients, I would pick up my rod and bounce some plastics. But that would be our technique, and that may work for 30 or 45 minutes, and then it would seemingly play out, and we'd pick up and be on the move again until we, you know, found another couple of bites. Clean water. There was some patches of dirty water in areas, and areas where the water was relatively clean. So, you know, we would use our holy trinity of fishing and try to fish in clean water as often as we could. The water was moving fairly well, so that wasn't an issue. But like I said, just get a couple of bites, and I used the glow, the Matrix glow on a 3/8 jig head. A couple of customers that could fish plastics as well. It didn't matter if we caught them on plastic or missed them on plastic. It kind of told us there was some there, and then we could put the live shrimp out. And, you know, they bite the shrimp and they hold on to it, as opposed to the plastic where they kind of figure out it's not what I thought it was and let it go.
Yeah, well, you can't blame them. You know, taste of a shrimp is a whole lot better than plastic. You know, I also heard Dudley had made some nice catches on those bridges too, but I don't know if that's going to be in the picture for this weekend with these high winds that are going to come up associated with this front that's coming through. How about the wall? Very popular place. Sometimes it's good to fish there when you got inclement weather. Did you make any trips there? Have you talked to anyone who did?
One of my captains, Captain Drake, ran down to the wall. I'm trying to think. I believe it was Wednesday, and he did very well. A little bit smaller caliber of fish, but he caught his 50 with two clients. They had some freshwater catfish mixed in. He started with the slip cork and caught quite a few until ran out of bait, and then they switched over to the drop shot with the small zoom fluke. It's called a tiny fluke, up about 18 inches from the bottom. And I'm calling it a drop shot, but the bottom is actually a half-ounce jig head with a glow matrix on it. And then up from there, I have a smaller mustad hook that I hooked that tiny fluke, which is it resembles a rain minnow pretty well. It gives you two lures in the water, two different profiles. You can do two different colors. Some days you'll catch them on both. Some days it seems that more they hit the bottom, and other days it's more they striking the top lure. Even though they're only 18 inches apart, it seems to matter. It's a technique you and I have used in the past. I guess I was still sort of testing it out to see if it was consistent. And I guess I've gotten to the point where I feel it has been producing consistently enough to share it with others. But it's very effective.
Fits right into Dr. Gallo's list of remedies for fishing, no doubt about it. Mike, aaofla.com. You're on my website, dontheoutdoorsguy.com. We're glad to have you there. Give them that telephone number at the office if they want to give you a call and check on availability for the lodge and for the fishing boats.
Very simple. You can find me or call me, rather, at 985-781-7811.
Sounds good, Michael. We'll hope they use that phone line, and we'll check in with you next week.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll talk to you then, and happy late birthday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. That is Mike Gallo. Coming up next, it's for you paddlers. We have a special report for you from a special kind of guy. Captain Eric Mohamarak joins us next. Got some text messages coming in, too. Send yours to us at 870-870. I'll share them with the audience. And we're back to do that right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. How about north and south? We got some paddlers head those directions, too. Paddlers report, especially for kayakers, canoers, and piroggers. We've got the special report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, presentation of Massey's Outfitters. They've got locations in Mid-City, New Orleans, Covington, and Baton Rouge. And understand they keep this guy's credit card on file at Massey's. I'm talking about Captain Eric Mohamarak of Louisiana Kayak. Eric, what's going on over at Massey's? I understand they got a little bit of closeout sale, although winter's here. Maybe it's the right time now.
Yeah, actually they're selling some of their top name brands, Patagonia, Columbia, stuff like that, at 20% off on a discount. And I think it's going to be running for a good while, at least until they run out of their winter supplies. It's a good time to get them. They got some nice rain gear. You know, those companies make some nice rain gear and some foul weather gear, which may be good for using this weekend, as we know.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, go check them out over there. You know, they also carry Green Egg and all of that other stuff. And, of course, Hobie Kayaks. They ain't got no sales on those this week. But yeah,
well, how did the paddlers do in the fog? How'd y'all do in the fog this week?
The fog, provided that it's not overly thick, it actually doesn't bother me personally. You do have to take extra caution because, you know, just like in a boat, you know, you have to be extra careful. Main thing is that it's difficult for them to see you, even more difficult.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it really depends on where you're fishing. I wouldn't go, you know, like out in the Mr. Go or anything like that, you know, where they have boats running, you know, full speed or something. But if you're just dumping off in a pond, you know, and pretty much boats can't get back there, and but this time you do have to be careful. The duck hunters running through with the mud boats and stuff, and you know, it doesn't hurt to leave it burn off a little bit, you know, give it a little scene. But you know, it's usually calm weather when and the fish usually bite when it's calm, so it's pretty good actually.
Eric, we got the Minimalist Challenge by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is coming up, where you're limited on what you can use. Understand nobody's talking, huh? Is that the deal on leave-no fishing?
Well, nobody's catching no fish, according to the kayakers over that way.
Although,
I know, a little bit different than that. they are catching a few fish. It's just, you know. But they all hush-hush and saving their little secret spots and stuff. And the Minimalist Challenge is where they get five fishing lures. And they go out and you try and catch I think it's 10 trout and two redfish. And you go out, and whoever has the heaviest weight at the end wins. It's totally sold out. They have 135 people fishing it this year. So they're going to pack up, you know, the whole Leeville area out there next weekend. Hopefully the weather will be good.
Yeah, that's good. What about some of the other areas? Reggio, I understand. You know, I talked to some folks down in Delacroix. Always that nice mix of reds and bass. It seems like it's pretty consistent down there.
Yeah, just like I believe Jeff Brule was saying about the bass and the drains and a little bit deeper, which he said is deep, is like 3 or 4 foot here. You know, they've been catching some stuff. Basically, the same report that he said with the small spinner blades and stuff like that, and they're using a few flukes and things. And they've been catching some nice bass and mixing up some reds in there too. The reds seem to be sitting under the grass mats, you know, like and you drift that, you drop a fluke or a creature bait down through there, and they've been kind of nailing it. So they've been doing pretty well over that way also.
All right. Now, for areas downriver, Port Sulphur, Myrtle Grove, what's your suggestion, given we got a, you know, south-southwest wind going to be first, sucking effect, and then it's going to switch around to the north? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, the water's going to blow out of those ponds, so any fish that have any reds or anything that's up in those ponds are going to go into deeper water. With the way the wind should be blowing in the next few days, it's going to be 20, 25 miles an hour or worse, as we know, out the north. It's going to them fish are going to find deeper water. I'd be looking for dead-end canals, anywhere you can get 4 or 5 feet of water, maybe more if you have access to that. And I would definitely fish slow on the bottom, maybe tip it with some shrimp. Golf is good. You know, if you're using plastics, just drag it slow. I wouldn't ever use over a quarter ounce of weight, though. Just take your time and leave it sink and kind of drag it, maybe twitch it a little bit along the bottom. Maybe even try, like Mike says, about the sliding corks. You know, try and find a level. If them trout are suspended, you might be able to get some trout doing that also. And usually the water's clearer, you know, where you find those dead-end canals and stuff like that too. And if you get any water moving, of course, fish around that area.
If folks want to book a trip, you're one of the few guys that does kayak charters. You actually provide the kayaks for people that are novices and don't have them and thinking about getting involved in it. You're on my website. Give us your website and telephone number if folks want to contact you direct.
All right. You can get in touch with me by my phone number, 504-313-8292. That's the easiest way. Or you can look up on Facebook. It's the Louisiana Kayak Company. I'm also on Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. So that's a good one to do. And happy birthday, Don.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time, Eric.
Welcome.
We'll be talking to you the weekend of the Minimalist Challenge.
Yeah, Don, Brendan's going to have that one. So y'all have a good one, all right?
Okay, yeah, buddy. See you then. All right, Brendan Bayard, that's our other field reporter from the Bayou Coast Club. All right, got some text messages come in. One says, got cabin fever this morning. Dang weather, can't hunt, can't fish. What's a coon ass to do? That's from Bo. Bo, break out your black iron pot and cook, man. Cook some of that stuff you got in the freezer. We're hearing from the Mad Trucker. Oh, here's the Dixie Ranch Hunting Club. They got the pig on the pit all ready to party. Waiting on me and the Bayou Wild crew. We'll see y'all a little later on. Justin, the duck guy, he's checking in from the duck line. How many people bring their phones to the deer and block duck blinds with them? I'm wondering about that. If you do, text me with it at 870-870. We're back with the Bad Boys of the Outdoors story of the week right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, a lot of you know that the bad boy of the year for 2019 was Gilvin Oquan, who killed a whooping crane and was barely given a, not even a slap, just a tap on the wrist by Judge Carol Whitehurst in Lafayette. Well, this coming week, it's already been moved back, but this is the rescheduled date, January 21st, this Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning, in the courtroom 7. This will be at the courthouse at 800 Lafayette Street, Suite 2100 in Lafayette. Kenan Constantine shot and killed two whooping cranes in Acadia Parish, May of 2016. He's charged under the Lacey Act, and his trial date is coming up Tuesday, and I'm getting requests from a number of conservation organizations for a huge turnout there. People can go there and witness for themselves what goes on in the courtroom. If you want to see the transcripts that will really make your blood boil, look on my website on the bottom of the homepage under A Travesty of Justice. You're going to see a picture of a whooping crane. And when you read what went on in Judge Carol Whitehurst's courtroom, you will be amazed. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, we're going to be back with yet another bad boy of the outdoors, this time a convicted felon using a firearm to hunt illegally. We'll tell you what he did and what's going to be did to him right after this. Pause for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, for the second consecutive week in these first few weeks of 2020, another convicted felon is the subject of our Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature. Story begins on January 9th when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents received several complaints. There's that public giving those tips about illegal night hunting on Highway 632 near Bayou Gauche. At approximately 8:30, agents observed the pickup truck operating at a low rate of speed with a light used to scan the brush along the roadway. The agents stopped the vehicle, found a man and a juvenile in possession of a loaded .22-caliber rifle without a serial number and with an illegal electronic scope with a laser. After a background check, the agents found that Israel Williams was a convicted felon and not allowed to possess a firearm. The agents and St. Charles Parish Sheriff's Office deputies arrested Williams, booked him into the Nelson Coleman Correctional Center, while the juvenile was released to family members. Charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number, contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, hunting from a moving vehicle from a public road, while quadrupeds, that's four-legged animals, fancy word, during illegal hours, using a firearm with an illegal electronic sight, and not even possessing a basic hunting license, and facing maximum fines of $8,550 and 20 years in jail, a place clearly where he belongs, is 36-year-old Israel Williams of Booty, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, Mr. Williams' fines, or at least the maximum fines, supersedes last week's bad boy. Another convicted felon using a firearm in an illegal outdoor activity. His fine was a possible $6,950 and a 20-year jail sentence. Well, maybe they can get them both on the buddy plan. They can share a room together. Huh? All right, back right after this. Time to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. We're talking ducks. We're talking fishing in Plaquemines Parish. That's what he does. Back with his report right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we are hoping to hear from Ryan Lambert. He's probably en route to the duck blind right about this time, so hopefully we'll get him and get a report because we've got a texter that wants to know about the fishing conditions down in Myrtle Grove, and that was just who I was going to ask. All right, other text messages. Hey, Don, it's Bo again. I'm without a boat for a while. Where can I bank fish, reds, and specks? I'm in the Slidell area. Well, I would tell you if you're out of a boat for a while, you could charter a captain and go on their boat, or if you want to fish from the bank for reds and specks, best spot, if you drive down Highway 1, that stretch between Fouchon and Grand Isle, right off the side of the road there, you're probably going to be the best chances you will have of catching fish. Now, if you don't want to make that drive, well, what you can do in Slidell is go to the fishing pier over there, but, you know, until the lake gets saltier and the salinities rise, redfish and specks there is going to be a little difficult to find, although they've been by the bridges, so you may do pretty well there. All right, here's one says, happy birthday. We're up at the fishing camp having to get rid of some wild hogs out here, so even if the fishing is slow, we can hunt. Got that right. That's from Irish Coonass. Here's another one from Mississippi. Happy 21st birthday. What's the best way to rid my pond of turtles? You know, somehow the math just doesn't work out. I'm in my 31st year of doing this radio show yet. I'm 21 years old. Don't get it. All right, best way to rid your pond of turtles. Here's what I did. I got some fish traps. You can maybe use a crawfish trap. And you put cat food in the bait box part of it. The little cans, it's cheap. Pop the top, stick it in there. And what you got to do is put it on the side close to the bank. Because if the turtles get in there, they're going to drown. But if you leave about 6 inches or so of the trap above the water, they'll get in there and they'll be able to pop up and breathe. And then you pull them out of there. And as Luca Brasi says, you take them for a little ride and get them out of your pond. I had a real problem with them, but it worked for me. All right, here's one that says, good morning in the stand. Waiting on deer season to end. I can start fishing. All the info I get from your show should improve my catch. Thank you. That's from Outlaw John. Yeah, a lot of us are waiting for that deer season to end. Duck season's wrapping up soon, too. Here's one says, while working in the Mountain State 15 years ago, I managed a few rainbows out of the cranberry and greenbrier. Scaled fish, flour, salt, and pepper, fried in bacon grease, mighty good. Thank you, Rusty and Maurepar, for that rainbow trout recipe. I think some people are going to be needing that. Greg, Urson, and Donald, they headed to Leeville this morning. Good luck, guys. Chris Basie, who's going to be on with Keith Lusher on North Shore Fishing Report later on, he's going to be headed to the East Pearl to do some scouting for the Classic coming up in a few weeks. Good luck to you, Chris. You're facing a high river over there. David Hubble, one of our Alabama Mobile listeners. What a week for the LSU Tigers. Yes, it was quite a week for those guys. Congratulations to all of them. But I'm kind of wondering, what's left for next year? Coach O's getting lonely. He got to reload. By the way, we're trying to get a fishing trip with Coach O. And that reminds me, who would you like us to feature on a Bayou Wild fishing show? You know, we've had Amanda Shaw, who is a little fiddling gal, an ambassador for Louisiana. We've had Paul Maneri, the LSU baseball coach. We've had LSU coaches for the women's gymnastics and softball teams. And we've also had Big Frieda on. Who would you most likely to see go on a fishing trip with us on Bayou Wild? All right, we got Ryan Lambert now. Let's get a quick report from him. Ryan, you finally made it to the blind. Did that fog materialize down there like we talked about, or is the wind blowing it around?
Didn't do it, thank goodness. No fog.
Yes, sir.
And pretty day. There's no wind yet. It's supposed to blow a little bit after a while. You know, just Saturday in Venice. You know how it is.
Yep. So what you expecting in the duck blind today?
If it blows, we'll kill them. It's just I don't see any birds flying around right now. But, you know, as it goes, when they come in with the when the tide starts moving either way, they'll start moving. So we'll kill them. We killed them good yesterday, a lot of grays and some widgeons. I didn't get pintails yesterday. The other blinds killed pintails, but I didn't where I was. But today I'm in a good spot for pintails. So hopefully I'll whack three or four of them for the limit and do our thing.
Well, how are y'all looking statistic-wise? You know, the flyover report said Upper Terrebonne and you guys had the bulk of the ducks in southeast Louisiana, which the count is not good. Overall, on a per-hunt basis or per season, how does this stack up in the past few years with you?
This year it was either feast or famine. When the wind conditions were good, the wind blew, we all killed our limit. If it was dead calm and hot, you know, nobody runs a marathon in a goose-down jacket. So they're not going to fly. So they won't fly when it's like that, so we don't kill. They just sit offshore. But I'm strategically located to where we could kill birds. I mean, if anywhere in the state's got a place to have a chance, we're it, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Tons of birds offshore. Got tons of food. I think we're going to kill them today when they start flying around. I think I could get them in here. I got a nice spread. The wind blows, I'm going to kill them.
What's the latest body count total for the season?
27-something.
And so where does that rank?
Last year was 32, and that was our worst year. And this is going to be worse than that. Unless I really get on the stick the next 2 days and kill 500 birds.
I don't think that's going
to happen.
No, I don't. All right, I had somebody want to know about the fishing there. What's going to happen? We got south-southwest wind, going to switch around with a front passing through. If somebody's bound to determine to fish out of the Myrtle Grove and Port Sulphur area, what will you tell them?
Well, it's going to be blowing 25 tomorrow. I'd tell them to stay home and watch a playoff game, start their honeydew list, and then when it's time to fish good, then they can get a hall pass. But right now, do your honeydew list tomorrow, clean the fireplace, Do whatever you got to do because it's going to be blowing hard tomorrow. It's going to be actually dangerous. At, you know, north at 25 is nothing to play with.
Yep. All right, well, wrap up your duck season tomorrow. Yeah, wrap it up tomorrow. And get in touch with me about some possibilities of rabbit hunt, squirrel hunt, and maybe some woodcock. All that's still open. We need to get in and do some.
We got a rabbit hunt with I don't know how many dogs, like 20 dogs lined up. If you want to go and do that one.
Yes, sir.
Over on the plantation. We'll do that one. And neutral hunting is getting to be a big thing. Maybe we'll do a little story on that.
Hey, yeah, it's always fun. I got a great
recipe,
too. I got Outdoor
Life magazine coming tomorrow to do a story on it. So, and then Predator magazine last week. So everybody's wanting to get in on that. So
it looks like it's taken off. You know, it's another one of those things that we are blessed with and we just take for granted and people go crazy over it from out of state.
I was shooting with Predator magazine the other day and I'm going like, come on, guys, really? Whatever. And I mean, they were so excited they couldn't even see straight. Now I said, you think we could get some? We was on the way to the blind. I said, well, the water's low and the ducks aren't going to fly. You want to do the neutral story right now? Oh, yeah, you think you'll find one? I said, get your gun. They pick up that shotgun and would have been 15 minutes. We had
hey, it. And it's, and it's helping the coast. It's helping the
That's
coast.
Right.
It's a That's win-win.
Right. So it's all good.
All right, my friend, you'll go get them and we'll catch up with you later.
All right, buddy, we'll see you.
All right, Ryan Lambert. Catch him at CajunFishingAdventures.com. He gives out his cell phone number. You're welcome to call him, 504-559-5111. All right, coming back and get some of these text messages in, 870-870. Who is it? What celebrity or high-profile person would you love to see with us on Bayou Wild TV? I'm going to tell you what's on this week and also the schedule for your viewing pleasure. We'll be right back for more of your listening pleasure with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, we got the duck season wrapping up, at least in the coastal zone and the west zone tomorrow. East zone goes another week. Deer season with the rifle ends in a lot of areas. Still got some bow hunting and primitive weapon hunting, but small game really moves in right now. Squirrel, rabbit, woodcock, if you can find any woodcock with this warm weather we've been having. And somebody asked about the robins. It was Mr. Kim down in Thibodaux. Said it used to be hundreds and thousands. Yeah, I wish I knew what happened to the robins. Seems like they do come later, but they just don't seem to be in the numbers that they used to be in. All right, here's one. Good morning from the Convent Hunting Club. They're checking in. They're going to drop the beagles out today in one of their normal spots, but they're going to get out in front of them with the deer rifle. They got a big old coyote. They spotted him on the last hunt and going to put an end to his reign of terror. On a side note, they completely tore up the rainbow trout in Lamar Dixon Pond the week they released him. They caught multiple limits on an inline spinner with a steady retrieve. Even the kids got three limits. It was a blast. The limit there was five per person. It is a great thing for kids. They're easily accessed. Those get-out-and-fish ponds all across South Louisiana will be stocked on Tuesday. And you know what? Not all of them are caught on that day. You can go fish them for weeks after that. In fact, you got to fish them all the way through the spring because they won't make it through the summer. All right, let's see what else we got coming in here. Got some more birthday. Brooklyn. That's Brooklyn, New York, or is that Brooklyn? I guess that's the name, Brooklyn. Thank you. Who would you like to see fishing with us on Bayou Wild? Ted Nugent. Well, if we could keep him on the right side of the law. Here's one. I say Peyton Manning. We extended an invitation to him when he was here to accept his Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame award, but he couldn't work it in. But we're not counting him out. Joe Burrow and his dad is the least we can do. Yeah, I think that would be an excellent choice, too. You know who I'd like to get to go? Little Eclair. I think he would be a great guy to fish with. He looked like he'd be a whole lot of fun. All right. Let me tell you about Bayou Wild TV while we're talking about who would be on it. This week, Cajun Invasion from 2019 to Alaska, one of my favorite shows, some outstanding, breathtaking footage. If you haven't seen it, check it out. By the way, on my website, we're already got the information up for this coming 2020 Cajun Invasion. If you'd like to come with the Bayou Wild crew and be part of our fishing team and TV crew, just give them a call and book your reservation. All right, Bayou Wild is going to be on later this morning on Cox Sports TV, 9 o'clock. Tomorrow it will be on at 8 a.m. And then tomorrow night, our regular Sunday 7 o'clock time. And also, a lot of you have been asking that are subscribers that use Charter Cable. Charter Cable no longer airs Cox Sports TV. But if you go to channel 199 on a Charter Cable, Southeastern Louisiana University channel airs our program at 6 p.m. on Thursdays. It's also on channel 54 out of New Orleans. That is a regular broadcast channel. It's also on most cable systems. And you can catch that at 4 a.m. or set your DVR. It aired earlier this morning. And on WBRZ in Baton Rouge, 6:30 Saturday mornings. In fact, it's just going off as we speak right now. And they also replay it, so just check your local listings, and because we get an awful lot of replays. In 2 weeks, Chris LeCocq is going to come on. He is our editor, field producer, and going to run down the preview of the entire season 4. We got a lot of good stuff in the can. Can't wait to tell you about it and show all that to you. That's Bayou Wild TV. And look, if you can't get it any other way and you've got an Internet device, Bayou Wild TV on YouTube, 24/7, you can catch it there. All right, coming up on More Outdoors immediately following this. If you want to listen to it, go to radio.com, and you'll see the listing for our HD2, 105.3 FM HD2. First hour is Hunt Fish Talk. Keith Lusher, Wendy Billiott going to join me. We're going to talk about this proposal to remedy the overfishing of speckled trout in Louisiana. We're also going to be hearing from Keith Lusher. He's going to stick around from 8 to 9. It's called the North Shore Fishing Report. It's 2 hours following this program each and every Saturday morning. We say goodbye to our affiliate stations. We invite you to come back again next week. We'd love to have you with us for another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.